Hello, everybody. I'm Brian.
And I'm Brian.
And this is Brian vs. Brian, episode 215. Rambo, Last Blood.
Fuck yeah, brother.
Hell yeah, man. I love old Stallone movies. Wrinkly Stallone. So, directed by Adrian Grunberg. Released September 20th, 2019. Box office, $95 million against a budget of $50 million. Balboa Productions. Who's Adrian Grunberg? What the heck?
Oh, yeah, I have no idea.
So he worked as a first assistant director for Mel Gibson's Apocalypto.
Okay.
Oliver Stone's Wall Street, Money Never Sleeps.
Okay.
Martin Campbell's Edge of Darkness. In 2019, he directed Rambo Last Blood. So that's really all he's directed so far. Huh, interesting. This movie I thought was interesting because I was like, you brought it up, and I was like, huh, is that? I don't really know the Rambo movies. I don't really watch them. I was like, is that one of the old ones or one of the new ones? I think it's a new one. And then Jesse looked it up. She said it's the newest one. I was like, so it's after the Rambo.
Yeah,
that was the new one, and she's like, "Yeah," and I was like, "When did that come out?" I think that was 2010, right?
Yeah, that one I remember then, liking, and I saw the two.
Or no, 2008.
2008. It was a while ago. When I was scrolling through, I was just looking for stuff. Nothing was really popping out at me, and I saw those two thumbnails. I'm like, "Oh yeah, I remember Rambo for 2008. That was I remember liking it. I don't remember not being like, "Oh my god, it's a masterpiece by any means." But I remember. I think you and I even saw it together with a group of friends back in Richland. But then I saw this thumbnail right next to it. I'm like, oh, yeah, that came out a couple years ago. I didn't actually see that. So it's kind of like, all right, well, the 2008 one was pretty solid. So let's just talk about this one. I don't know. I haven't heard anyone really talk about this one.
Yeah, so. I thought this was weird because 11 years after the new one.
Yeah.
Like 11 years later again, you're going to do one? It's like, whoa, okay, that seems strange. People don't do that.
Yeah.
Hey, let's make a new Rocky picture. And then 11 years later, let's make a new Rocky picture. It's like it usually doesn't go like that. So
I imagine this kind of came off the heels of the success of Creed and Creed 2 because Sylvester Stallone was kind of back in those movies and people, you know, those are critically acclaimed. So it's like, hey, let's go do the Rambo movie again. And here we are.
Plans for a fifth film were announced on and off again since 08 when that other one came out. With different iterations developed and canceled, the film was finally announced in May 2018. Negative reviews aimed at its screenwriting, graphic violence, and accusations of racist and xenophobic attitudes towards Mexico. I didn't get that. We all get that the cartels are fucking terrible. Even the Mexicans get that.
Mm-hmm.
They're terrible people.
Yeah. It's funny, while watching it, Sarah looked over me and she's like, man, it's been a while since I've seen like cholos in a movie before. And I was like, I love it. I love this shit. So good.
Yeah, the Mexican girl was pretty choloed out.
Yeah.
I knew
what she was talking about, yeah.
I knew something wasn't good when that happened.
Yeah.
Anyways, Rambo is living at a house with his adopted niece. I don't understand. Sister's daughter? I don't know, man. Anyways, it's like her it's like his daughter. Raised her for the last 10 years, I think, is what we get out of this conversation. And then there's an older lady there. I don't know who she is. Grandmother?
She's like a maid?
She's not her mother.
A maid or something? I have no fucking idea. Caretaker house? I have no idea. Grandma? Yeah.
Anyways, and there we find out there's tunnels. He loves his tunnels. She's inviting some friends over, and
you know what? You show him the tunnel.
You don't let anyone in the tunnel.
Yeah, I'll make an exception.
Have friends.
Have fun. Did they have fun?
Yeah.
Did anybody ask about why there were tunnels?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you tell them?
my crazy uncle likes to dig and he's crazy. That's pretty good.
Oh my
Anyways,
God.
and then she like gets a hold of an old friend who lives in Mexico now, who found her father. She's been looking for her father. She wants to know why he left the family and all this. And then I think Rambo talks to her. He's like, I don't think it's a good idea to go down there, you know. You know, what's in the past is in the past. Let it die.
Yeah.
And then I think they come to a conclusion where she's not going to go,
Yeah.
right? And then the next morning she's talking to like the maid grandma lady, and she's like, "Can you believe it? She's gonna go see her father. I thought we had an agreement about this father thing, you know, you know." And she's like, "No, I gotta go. I gotta do this." And yeah, the abuela goes pretty hard. He never cared about you. He hated
Oh
you. And he's like, take it
yeah.
easy,
Jesus.
yeah, and that's it. And then the next day, I think we see her driving, and she's, oh, she's at the border. She goes to Mexico. Okay. She doesn't show up home for a while. She goes and meets her friend. That's when you know shit's bad, because her friend is completely choled out
Oh yeah.
with
Oh yeah.
the eye makeup and the what do they call that?
Big hoop earrings, the plaid fucking red
Plaid
shirt.
shirt. Yeah, she, hey, what's up, Holmes? And then the first thing she says, are you still a virgin? Eh? No,
Yeah.
I'm just kidding, Holmes. They pay more for virgins. I'm kidding. They call me Little Joker down here. You never know when I'm kidding or not, Holmes. Little Joker. Oh, fuck. So I was like, oh, God, this is not good. This is turning weird.
Yeah.
So, you want a beer or something, fucker? No, I'm good.
Want
Okay.
to get your
And then
shit pushed in, man?
she has one. Well, wait till I'm finished with this beer, then we'll go see your pops, huh? She's like, okay. And they go see her dad. And that's a really weird scene because he's like, oh my God, he's kind of
Super
happy to see
weird.
her.
Yeah,
I haven't
super
seen
weird.
you in a long time. Wow, you look great. You're like an adult now.
You look like
You're
your
like a,
mother. Yeah.
you're like a, you could be her twin. And he's very nice until she's like, I need, and he's pretty under nice. And she's like, I just need to ask you one question. He's like, yeah, anything, go ahead. And like very nicely. And then she asks, why did you leave us? Why could you leave your family? Why'd you leave me? And then he like just flips. Motherfucker flips. You want to know fucking why I left you? It's like, what the fuck? Because one day I looked at your mom and you and realized I didn't fucking care about you
I
no
didn't
more.
need you.
I
Wait,
didn't fucking care no more. So I guess I could see how it's a little racist. It's like every Mexican's got to be completely evil, even this guy who you think is going to be understanding. And he's like, yeah, and then that bitch had the nerve to fucking die on me, Holmes. And left me with you, who I never ever wanted anyway. I
That's
was
like
like, damn,
Jesus.
dude. And she's just like, she's crying. I was like, what the, where did this come from,
Yeah,
dude?
this is at the doorway. She's not even like invited into the. Yeah, this is just at the door.
Yeah, and then he's like, there's your fucking answer, fucker. Now never fucking come back here again. Like, holy shit.
My
She
God.
goes back out there to the little Chola friend. What happened? Oh, he told me he's a fucker. Oh, hell no. Hey, you're a little upset. Let's not go back to my fucked up house. Let's go to the club, essay. Let's get some cervezas,
Yeah.
and we'll fucking take your mind off all this. So they go to the club. And then this is a weird scene, too. Fucking 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Walk in a club. I think she gets hit on by a cowboy guy. Cartel looking dude. And kind of, no, I think he asked her to dance. She says
Yeah,
no.
there's like no dialogue. This is weird. Like you see them talking, but it's
Yeah,
like the
right?
music and you're just kind of jumping around everywhere. It's kind of like, what is even happening at the moment? But yeah.
Yeah, and then she just kind of, yeah, it's like no dialogue.
Yeah.
And then it looks like a bad place. There's all sorts of gangster looking motherfuckers. It looks like a cartel club. And then she like looks away for just a second and he drops something in her drink. And
Yeah.
I was like, oh fuck. And then they don't even show it. It's
Yep, that
just
was it.
gone. Scene over. So we don't know what the fuck's going on. And they cut back to the US, right? At that point.
They're like waiting for her or something, yeah.
Yeah, and then the grandma lady or maid says her friend called her, the friend from Mexico, and said she never came back from meeting her father. And she tells Rambo, "Oh, I'm gonna get her. Do you have an address?" Yeah, and then he peels off in the truck, makes his way there, talks to what's the
He
first thing he
literally
talked?
peels off in the truck. I don't know why
Yeah.
I laughed at that, but I was like, I think in the real world, you just get in your truck and like, but he like fucking fishtails his little bed of the truck and speeds off. I'm like, this is a little dramatic, but all right.
Who did he meet first there? The friend
Yeah,
or the dad?
he meets the friend.
It was before the dad?
Yeah, because I think she takes him to, no, she takes him to the
Yeah.
club. She takes him to the club. So maybe you're right. Maybe he does go to the dad first.
Yeah, I think he goes to the dad's house and then the guy answers the door. What the fuck are you doing here? Where is she? I don't know. Where is she? And he just slams his hands against the door next to his head. I don't remember what he said. I couldn't quite make it out. Like, I should have killed you
Killed
10
you
years
before, yeah, scared you a long
ago.
time ago, yeah.
Anyways, leaves, goes to the friend's house. I need to talk to you. I don't know where she is, Holmes. I would have told you. That's all I know. I just need to ask a couple questions about the last time you saw her. She's like, okay, but I don't know much. Inside, if you don't mind. Goes in her house, and he's sitting there, and she's like, he asks about where is she? She gives some story about the club, and so at this point, you think it could be truthful that they got separated
Yeah.
because it's busy, and she looked around. I looked around for her, I did almost all day. I really looked hard, and then yeah. He and then he starts. He's like, "Yeah, but you told her that she never came back after meeting her dad." I don't know. Fuck what I said. I was drunk, Holmes.
Yeah, oh yeah, she
It's
kept reiterating how drunk she was. It was fucking
like
hilarious.
it happens, Holmes.
It
And then
happens.
he's like, "What did he do?"
He sees the bracelet. He sees her. He sees
Yeah.
the niece's bracelet on her, and that's when we, as like audience, like
Yeah, he
something
grabs her
fishy.
wrist really fucking aggressively. Hey, fucker! Where'd you get this? She gave it to me! This was her mother. She would never give it to you. Yeah.
All right.
And then, what did he do?
I think
I
he
think
slams
he.
that fucking knife on the table, right? And threatens her.
Yeah, but didn't he say right then, oh, you sold her out? Like he's already calling what happened?
I think he's kind of picking up on what's going on.
You sold her out. You were a friend. You're gonna come to that club and you're gonna point out who the guy is she was talking to. He's like, no, I can't do that. He's like, fucking giant knife in the table. You're gonna do it, or I'm gonna hurt you really bad.
You're like, Jesus.
Okay, I'll do
All
it,
right.
Holmes. So I go to the club, point him out. He's doing some coke, with other girls. There's a weird kind of chick sitting there watching. You kind of get the vibe she's an undercover cop or
Yeah, I
something.
thought she was a cop, yeah.
Yeah, watching him. Anyways, he follows him out of the club. This guy's about to have sex with a girl he brought. I don't know. And then Rambo, and then she follows him too. The
Yeah.
cop lady follows him, puts a knife to his throat, tells the chick to leave. What does he do? He stabs him in the arm,
Yeah.
right? Kind of clavicle area, and then in the leg, turns him towards him, shows him the picture. Where's this girl? And I don't remember what he said.
Probably like I've never seen you that whole like denial. I don't know who the fuck
Yeah.
that is.
Yeah, he was trying that shit at first, and then he fucking
Oh, yeah.
sticks his thumb in the wound of the shoulder and like pulls out his clavicle and breaks
Yeah.
it.
Oh
He's
my
like, "Oh,
God.
is I'll rip the whole fucking thing out." And he's got the bone out there. This is a gory
Oh
fucking
yeah.
movie, dude. I was like, "What
Holy.
the fuck? Are they all like this?" I haven't seen a lot of Rambos. I don't remember 08 being like this.
08 didn't have like torture steam, but the only thing I remember about 2008 is when he's on that back of the truck with that 50 cal and he's shooting people and people are just body limbs are flying everywhere. So yeah, some of them were pretty violent. But yeah, that was pretty brutal, man. I was like, oof. It's like
Yeah,
pulling it out and shit and breaking it.
that's pretty good. And then he, what did he do? He's gonna have him show him where the whorehouse is or whatever.
Yeah.
He drives him and shows him top floor, man. Ugh. And then does he immediately go there?
He like scouts it, and then I think we start to see kind of the organization around the tower because people like other people are, spying on him and whistling and kind of calling it. So you kind of get a sense of like how they operate. But yeah, he just starts walking up the stairs and just kind of slowly walking up to the tower.
Yeah. I don't know what the fuck he's planning on doing alone with one pistol, man.
Yeah.
Anyways, he gets followed by all these fuckers, and then finally he's at the top, and there's just a shit ton of them. Is this where the party is? Just, I don't know. It says something. So, shit, how are we doing this?
Yeah.
Anyways, and they're like, "How are you? Why are you here?" "I'm here to find this girl." And then there's the two brothers that
Yeah.
run the deal. The Martinez brothers, I think they are.
Yeah, I
I
think so.
remember our Gutierrez Martinez. Yeah, and they say, what do they say about that? They don't say much. But
Yeah, I
this.
don't remember.
Anyways, you're not getting her back, is the gist of what they said. It doesn't happen like that, my friend. And they all beat the shit out of him. And, just like, and you think he's gonna, like, because it's a Rambo movie and he's Stallone, you think he's gonna start kicking ass, but he doesn't.
Which he kind of does. Yeah, I think he tackles and hits a couple
Yeah, like,
people,
he
but it's
gets, like,
over
one
real
guy,
quick.
but.
Yeah, one guy. You're like, oh.
And then, like, they put him up against the wall and his face is all fucking
Yeah.
pulped up already. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. Usually they won't do that kind of makeup on the star because they don't,
Yeah.
they
With the
want to see
bulgy
his face
eyes
more.
and
But
shit.
yeah, but
Yeah.
he big, bulgy eyes and swollen. And, I'm gonna cut you, fucker. We'll put my mark on you. And he marks his, I don't know, it's a V, is
Yeah,
what
I
they
couldn't tell if it was
do.
an X or a V. Yeah, it's kind of confusing.
Yeah, something on his cheek.
But it's pretty awful
And
because
then.
he's not only do they cut his face, but the one of the brothers is like, the fact that you came here and did this, now we're gonna treat her even worse than if you didn't come, and we're gonna make an example out of her. And I'm gonna
Yeah.
let you live so that every day you have to think about how awful your niece is being treated. And I was like, fucking hell, man, brutal.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking bad, dude. Yeah. Oh yeah, and so they leave him there but alive. And then I think he gets picked up by the cop, or the person we think is a cop takes him back to her house for some healing. She knows a doctor that comes and checks him out. Anyways, then we cut back to the kind of brothel thing, and I think they pull her out because they pull her out and they show her his ID. Who is this to you? Where'd you get that? Who is this bitch? And she's, I don't think she never really says,
I don't
so
think she
good for
says
her.
no.
But that's the point where they start injecting her, I assume, with drugs,
Yeah.
like fentanyl, heroin, something. They just start getting her, they put it in her arm, and then every time we see her from then on, she's they're juicing her up more and sending people into her room. It's pretty brutal, dude.
Yeah, like
It's
her
like,
arm has like 15 blood clots. This is like Jesus.
yeah, it's bad. Then we cut back to the so-called cop and him healing up. Finally, she comes home and he's sitting up. "Oh, you're awake. Yeah. Who are you?" "I'm an independent journalist working on a story about the Martinez brothers. Two young men that grew up in Mexico slums. They sell drugs and women. I'm trying to break the case. It's like, okay, this seems extremely dangerous to do. What are you going to do? You publish this big story about them and hope they don't do anything to me. Because they took my sister, you see? They took my sister. She was found dead of a drug overdose 3 years ago. I'm sorry to hear that. And why would you help me? Well, you were in trouble. Why wouldn't I help you? Kind of thing. I think she gives him a little more information about them and what they're kind of doing and their process, I guess.
Yeah, she gives up where the brothel is, and then he kind of fucking barges in there, starts beating people with hammers, which was kind of fun. Mm. And I love the fact that, like, every time he finds, he goes in a room with a woman, beats the fuck out of the guy.
Get out of here!
And leave, but none of them actually take him up, because they're like, no, if I leave, I'm dead. I thought that was kind of an interesting thing. You'd think they'd be running out. They're like, no, I'm not going anywhere. It's like, damn.
Yeah. Scare shit. Yeah, and he's beating these fuckers with hammers. I mean, I don't know if they deserved it. I mean, they're clients, but, you know, they're not the guys selling these. How much do they even know of what's going on, you know, to get your brain beat in with a hammer? I don't know, but hey, we'll leave that there. So he's just killing everyone in there with hammers, regardless. Like, hey, dude, I didn't even know. Someone's just lost.
Yeah.
Just happened to be in the wrong building. Anyways. And then he finds his niece. She's all fucked up. Turns her over, all the track marks. Carries her out. Puts her in the truck, and they drive home. He just drives her home. You should have stopped at a hospital. I feel like this could have been avoided. Just get a little Narcan or something. But anyways, he just drives her home. You know, she's sitting there. Yeah, leave your keep your eyes open. Like, as long as you keep your eyes open, you won't die.
Yeah. It's like,
okay. Drugs don't work if your eyes are open. They can't hurt you then. So he's just talking. I remember you won 5 contests in one day with your writing. You remember that? You were such a good writer. The way you used your words was beautiful. And anyways, then she dies. I thought she was going to make it, pull through. Like, this is going to be a revenge story. I'm like, fuck, this is dark. This movie is dark as fuck.
Depressing, yeah. I was like, what the fuck?
Like, why'd she have to die, bro? Yeah. She could have lived easily, and this would have been the same movie.
Yep.
But no, she has to die. And then he parks, and the grandma lady, whatever's walking over, stop. No. Goes over and talks to her. I have to see what they do to my beautiful baby. They bury her. There was a bunch of shit written on her cross that they put at the gravesite, like somebody signed, like friends signing a cast. Where are they from? When did this happen? You know, when did that happen? Anyway,
also, when did the border crossing happen? I want to see that scene. You have an old white man leaving Mexico with a Mexican woman in the passenger seat who's clearly drugged up. Like, how do you explain that one? Like, good luck with that,
right? Yeah, don't worry about it. She's my niece. Sure, buddy. Where's your ID? And he didn't have. I don't have one, because they stole his ID. Don't worry about it.
Forgot about that.
So then, what does he do? He goes back. He goes back and kills one of the brothers. I don't remember which one is which. Was this the brother that spared him? Or the brother that said you should kill him? I don't know which one's which.
The brother he cuts the head off of was the one that told him that he shouldn't live, and then ultimately marks him. That's the brother that got killed. The brother that lets him live is the one that comes up at the end.
Okay. So he goes to the house of this brother and just brutally fucking killing people, dude.
Yeah.
It's fucking stabbing the shit out of people. Necks, head, blood, throwing knives into fucking skulls and shit. It's brutal. I don't know how this was like. Was this like an unrated version that I watched? Like, does this shit fly? You get rated R, you just do all this?
It's
like,
Yeah.
at what point do you get to X? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Like,
yeah.
how much gore do you got to have? Yeah, because it's brutal. Then he gets. I don't remember much about this one. I don't think they really show it
They
until
don't show it,
later.
no. Which is so stupid. It's like, dude, you have two villains that you actually see them do awful things. So it's like, I just feel like we as an audience are kind of deserved them, like, to watch them die,
Yeah.
but they kind of just cut away, and it's just like, oh man, I need that catharsis,
Oh
like,
yeah.
see this guy
And
go
then
down.
there's like, and then we just see him driving home. And then we cut to like Mexican cops at this mansion. And then the other brother shows up. And
Yeah.
there's like cartel guards around too with AKs. And the brother shows up and he's got like four guys with AKs guarding him. And they walk in the house. And he's just seeing all the carnage of the dead bodies. And he goes into the bedroom, his brother's there with his head cut off and jaw fucked up, and then like a knife through his chest with her picture pinned to
Yeah.
him, and he takes the picture off. Ugh, this son of a bitch.
Yeah.
And then we cut to Rambo driving down the road, and he's got the head and he throws it out of his fucking car door.
Yeah.
I don't know why he took it. Just to throw it down the road. Anyways, fucking brutal. Pretty cool. But yeah, this movie is not much to it at all. It's just that little bit of story to get us to killing people,
Yep.
the niece dying, and then the rest of the movie is just
Carnage, yeah.
murder and planning of murder.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, he knows that this guy's gonna come for him now because he has his ID, so he knows his address. So he goes back home, tells the Mexican lady, "You gotta leave. There's nothing for us here anymore. There's nothing here. You gotta go." "Will I see you again, Rambo?" "Of course you will. Of course you will. I'll always be in your heart."
Yeah.
Anyways, then he just starts fucking Rambo mode. More
Yeah.
tunnels, making magnesium flares, fucking hanging up mines. I was hammering mines to a wall. I didn't think it was very safe. It's like, you can hammer a mine?
Yeah.
It's fine. It won't blow up. Yeah, filling like there's like a giant. He's making like a trough, filling it with gasoline. He's just making a bunch. He's like fucking Kevin McAllister over here,
Yep,
making
something
all sorts
along.
of
Yep.
little booty traps,
Yep.
knowing that they're coming. Okay, he sent the signal and they're gonna respond. Yeah, so they get there. Show up in all their like seven G wagons, cartel, and they even flank, like they spread out three different approach
Yeah.
vectors, but they're all easily visible. It didn't make sense to me. And then he's like watching from the barn, kind of sees one's gonna go over one of his traps, so he hits the mine, car blows up, ignites the little trough of
Yeah, and the wall of
gasoline
flame.
wall, which makes it so they can only go through this one part to get in there, I guess. That was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Then this guy kind of realizes, oh fuck, this might not be as easy as we thought. This guy is somebody. He's somebody. He's somebody. And then he's like, he's just the fucking loser gringo, okay? He's nobody. How do we get some other kills? We get he goes to the barn, like three of them at the barn, and it's got some trough full of gasoline
Oh,
or
yeah.
napalm, anyways. And then I think it's rigged up where he goes to, and then it just kind of sprays him or something. Just, what is this? And then pops out of the ground, shoots it, catches it on fire. They're on fire. Shoots some other people, gory headshots, some shit blasting off, and.
Yeah, he kind of just pops up with these holes and just pop up and then goes back down. That's kind of what it is for a little bit. I was like, it's kind of entertaining, but once we get in the tunnels, then it really fucking pops off. But yeah, that
Yeah.
everything on the surface level was just kind of like, eh. But that wall of flame was pretty dope, though.
Yeah, then we get into the tunnels, and there's one kill I really liked it. I think it might have been at the house, though. Was that the kill where he throws the knife at the back of the guy's neck? Like, boom, right through the back of the neck, and then he turns around and he gets another one, like, through his fucking
Oh
face or
yeah, I remember,
chest. I
yeah.
don't remember where it happened, but I was like, fuck, that's a
Yeah.
good one. Yeah, and he's got all the booby traps in the tunnels. Trying to remember some of them. Obviously, there's the mine set up, and there's like that kills three people when he sets it off. There's like, there's lots of spiky shit hitting your face, like
Yeah.
logs and spikes. Ugh!
A lot of the kills are really cool and inventive, but I feel like as we're talking about this, as I'm like reflecting on the movie, I feel like they throw so many kills at you that it's hard to like decipher between them. Like, it's not just five people get killed in creative ways. It's like, I think it kills probably 25, 30 people in rapid pace where it's just like, what happened again? Yeah, people falling through like
Yeah.
fake floors onto spikes, shit like that, or stepping on a booby trap, something swings down and
Yeah.
like somebody in the head, shit like that.
There's like one where there's like a hole in the wall, and I don't know what he did. He like made a sound, so the guy
Oh,
looked in the
yeah.
hole, and then he fucking sharp tube through his eye. That was pretty good. What the fuck was that one where it's like the top hole and the bottom hole, and he cut the guy's foot off? I don't remember what he did at the top.
Oh, yeah, I don't remember what he did there, but yeah, he.
He did something at the
Yeah.
top. Fucking stabs him or something. I don't know. And then it makes him like start shooting the wall, and then he drops to the bottom hole, and he's got a machete ready and cuts his foot off. Ah!
Yeah.
And then fucking stabs him through the hole again. That's pretty good. And then there's like a Mortal Kombat death pit, kind of like Shang Tsung's death, where it has like a bunch of rebarb and
Yeah.
people fall into that, and they're like sitting there squirming, and then he riddles them with a couple more bullets. That was pretty good. And then he starts playing the Doors
Yeah.
through the tunnels. 5 to 1, baby, I want it. And I feel he chose it just because it says that no one here gets out alive. You get the point. It's like just that one line of the song is all he needed. So that's yeah. Enjoy
Symbolism.
it, your last song you're ever gonna hear. And then yeah, until it's just the brother. And then he's like trying to radio the other guys. He's like, they're all dead. All of them. I could have killed you 10 times over, but I'm saving you for last. I want you to know the pain I felt. I want, whoa. Got me. I want you to know the pain I felt. And when I'm ripping your heart out of your chest like you did mine. He's like, she was just a whore. Come on. Anyways, oh, hold on. What the heck?
Damn.
God, there's something in me. Okay. Yeah, and then that's oh, and then I think and if you want to live, follow the lights. I think he detonates the tunnels, and there's a
Yeah.
bloop, like collapsing. Then we get an outside view of kind of shitty CG
Yeah, the whole
explosions
thing.
underground.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's running. Follow the lights. I mean, the lights are running everywhere. You don't know where the end is,
Well, he cut the
right?
power at one point, so everything was dark, and then he does the radio thing, and then he turns the light back on, and all the lights start to turn, like give him a little path. But yeah.
Yeah. And then he gets out at the barn, and right before, and it blows up, gets out. And he's against the barn door. And then Rambo's on the top. The fucking bow gets him in his shoulder. Gets him in the other shoulder. Gets him in both thighs. Pins him to the wall, right? Pins him to the fucking wall. And he walks over there with this big ass knife and just looking. Now you're gonna see how this is how it felt. And he just fucking plunges it in his chest, and he's really wrenching down, going sideways, opening up that hole. Fucking rips his heart out, and he's able to be alive for just long enough to see his heart in his hand. And then he takes a bite. No, he doesn't do that. But anyways, that's the
That would have
end.
been pretty dope, though.
That's it, man. That's all. It's just fucking killing. That's it. And then the credits come, and then they show
Oh, yeah, the
old Rambo. I was like, oh,
montage.
old Rambo. It's like, remember what I did? And he's so skinny back then.
Oh yeah.
Like old Stallone's like a big bruiser. Like, fuck, he's scrawny as shit in these Rambo movies, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just showing old Rambo. Then all of a sudden, oh look, they're even showing 08.
Yeah,
Like the
yeah.
game got to 08, and then they're showing movies scenes from this movie. I'm like, oh, this just happened. You remember this scene where she died in the truck? It's in the end. We can all reminisce on these movies. We don't need to reminisce on the movie we just watched.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a little weird. Anyways, and then we get a little snippet at the end where you think he's gonna die on the porch. He's like, "Well, I did what I did. Now everyone I know is just a ghost. Their memories live on." You think he's gonna die there, right? Because he's stabbed and fucked up. But
Yeah.
then they cut back to him after some montages, and he's riding off on a horse. So
Riding off in the sunset, yeah.
we could still get another Rambo. Who knows? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know much about Rambo movies, how good this one is in comparison. I don't really watch them. I
Technically,
thought this.
I'd argue, I've seen all of them. I would argue that First Blood is really the only like exceptional, excellent movie. The sequels are just kind of action movie schlock, you know, there's not much to
Yeah.
them. So, and then
Is
the
First
2000.
Blood Part 2 really just a sequel? It's not like one long film.
Yeah, I think from from what I remember, the sequels are like the military recruiting him back into service, and he's going into like, you know, jungles and doing missions. And then the 2008 one, again, I remember liking it, but again, as an exceptional fine piece of art movie cinema, I don't think it's that. But I think First Blood is really like the true, like actual really good movie. So yeah. That's my two cents.
I remember 08 just being like Anaconda right?
It's kind of
Like
similar. Like
he
he
works
goes
on
through
like a
the evil. Yeah.
riverboat, right? Or something like that.
He's guiding them up the river to go, you know, it's like a peace Greenpeace people or something.
I don't know. I mean, this one's fun. It's got some of the most brutal fucking killings I've seen in a movie, so that's kind of fun. But that's really all it is. So you got to be prepared to just you're just getting a gore fest. It's like John Wick, but Rambo. You know, if you
Without
just want to
guns.
see, you just want to see a bunch of killing the whole movie by your favorite old guy. Go ahead, it's here for you. But I enjoyed it somewhat, I guess. I mean, I'm watching this thing. I'm just wondering what the next kill is gonna be. I'm like, oh God, hey, how are they gonna top this one? Like this is, and I didn't know it was gonna be like that till you get that first scene where he cracks that bone out of that guy's fucking. I'm like, oh shit, this is
Getting
gonna be
real.
like this. I'll fucking break it off. It's like, yeah, I don't know, 6 point, 6.5.
That's
It's
exactly what,
fun.
yeah, that's my exact score. Yeah, we're aligned today. It's very rare we do that. It happens every now and again, but yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to step on. Yeah, sorry.
No, yeah, 6.5. It's fine. It's fun. The thing keeping you watching is the craziness of the kills. It's so gory. Are there any other ones like this? They all this gory? I gotta go back and watch these bad boys.
The first one, not so much. I mean, it's essentially the
Yeah,
first
the
one is like he's making booby traps in the woods and the cops
Yeah.
are gonna get whatever. But I don't remember it being excessively violent. Nor do I remember the sequels being. But I think 2008 was the one that kind of set the precedent of like
Yeah.
ultra violent, and they kind of just continued that here. But yeah. I agree. Yeah, coming in with 6.5 today. I think the drama was unexpected. I actually kind of liked it.
Yeah.
It's a little melodramatic at times, like all the conversations with him and his niece. Like she's always crying. It's just kind of like, all right, this is getting like Hallmarky a
Right.
little bit. But at its core, I was pretty engaged what was happening, and I kind of cared about what was happening. It
Yeah.
is very depressing and not a very
Yeah,
fun
you didn't
watch.
have to make it that bad. Like,
Yeah.
the nice virgin niece, and to get him to kill people, we got a sex trafficker and beat her and make her dad disown her and get her addicted to drugs. I feel like we could have done not all these things together. We didn't need all of them. And she died. She could have lived too. It's like it's a bit too much. This poor character. This poor character.
They went hard in the paint, that's for sure. But yeah, I as much as you can dig a story like that, I if you know what I mean, like I was invested in what was
Yeah.
going on. And yeah, the set piece at the end is a lot of fun. All the stuff in the tunnels was pretty inventive and crazy. Yeah, like I echo everything you said. Most of the kills are pretty inventive and just like, holy shit, that was fucking dope. Honestly, my biggest problem with this film, and I think it's kind of a big one, is that we rush to that ending so fucking fast. Like the moment the daughter dies, we kind of just yada 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 to get to the end. I'm like, I could have done at least another 10, 15 minutes of either, grieving or more conversations with the nanny, just like something that we can kind of just relax for a little bit and just kind of take in that death. But we kind of like literally like she dies and then he's just back in Mexico killing more people, and then there's another montage, and then they're already at his doorstep. I'm just like, man, we really yada yada yadas to the end here. So that was just kind of a bummer. I wish they just would have built up that climax a little more. Drawn out some more drama before we get to the climax. But yeah,
Yeah.
overall, pretty solid little Rambo flick. Yeah, 6.5. And a good performance from Stallone, by the way. I think
Yeah.
he still got some acting chops left in him. Like when I watch a Schwarzenegger film, I'm just like, oh, he's a little rusty. Even though I enjoy watching Schwarzenegger still do his thing, but I think he's still pretty rusty. But Stallone, I don't know, I think he can still
Yeah.
pack a punch in the acting department. I think he was pretty good here.
So I looked it up. Rambo Last Blood kill count. Rambo puts out 46 motherfuckers. 46
Damn.
kills in this movie, bringing his movie total to 254 on screen kills.
God damn.
254. That's awesome. Yeah, the 6.5. Check it out. It's on Max. You can rent it, of course, anywhere. I think it was on Amazon Prime too. I'm not sure. Check it out. Rambo Last Blood. They waited 11 years and gave you the possibly the goriest one. So yeah, it's fun. Go check it out. We liked it. As always, thanks for watching. Appreciate it. Every Sunday, we'll come here for you. Apple Music, Spotify, also here on YouTube. Like and subscribe if you're here on YouTube, please. Ding ding, get that notification, and you always know when we're coming to meet you, greet you, and
Yeah.
beat you.
Yeah,
We won't beat you. Just kidding. Anyways, love having you. Thanks for coming by. Until the next Vs. Peace.
peace.